Hello, and welcome to Prevention, brought to you by OWL Radio and the Low Vision Resource Center. I am Toni Morell, and during the next half hour, I will be reading articles from the February 2024 issue of Prevention Magazine here on OWL Radio. Picking up where we left off, listeners, with In Focus Heart Health, we will continue on with this absolutely excellent article. Your heart's favorite foods. One of the biggest influences on your heart is what you feed it. Your diet is fundamental to managing blood pressure, cholesterol, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. The simplest way to get all the nutrients needed for a strong heart is to build meals around a variety of these foods. Produce, whole grains, lean protein, and healthy fats. And minimize heart saboteurs, trans and saturated fats, sodium, and added sugars. Hungry for a change? Add these healthy heart allies to your daily menu. Here we go. Avocados. They're an excellent source of monounsaturated fats, the healthy type that can help lower bad LDL cholesterol. Tomatoes. Inflammation is a bad actor when it comes to heart disease. Counter it with tomatoes. They're rich in lycopene, an anti-inflammatory antioxidant. Enjoy them both raw and cooked. Heat increases the amount of lycopene that is available for your body to absorb. Beans. Beans and other legumes are high in fiber, which helps balance blood sugar and aids in appetite control. One study found that people who ate 1/3 cup of black beans daily were 38% less likely to suffer a heart attack than those who ate beans less than once a month. Leafy greens. Eating 7 cups of raw greens or 3.5 cups of cooked greens per week has been associated with a 15% lower risk of coronary heart disease, largely due to their high nitrite content, which helps blood vessels relax and promote healthy blood pressure. Walnuts. They may reduce LDL cholesterol and inflammation, improve blood vessel function, and support balanced blood sugar. Berries. When eaten regularly, these fruits may help increase levels of good HDL cholesterol, decrease blood pressure, and prevent blood platelets from sticking together so it's easier for your heart to pump blood. Sweet potatoes. They're high in potassium, a mineral that supports healthy blood pressure by dilating blood vessels and helping flush away sodium. Turmeric. Curcumin, a compound found in it, protects against plaque formation in arteries. Use turmeric with black pepper for better absorption. Oats. Eating 1.5 cups of cooked oatmeal in the morning could reduce total cholesterol by 5%. Whole grains like oats are a good source of fiber and other heart-friendly nutrients. Flax seeds. Studies suggest that these seeds, known for their omega-3s and fiber content, may help lower blood pressure, cholesterol, and blood sugar. Broccoli. This veggie is a great source of potassium, nitrates, folate, and vitamin C, all of which support healthy blood vessel function and blood pressure. Two heart-friendly recipes. Breakfast. Chocolate cherry granola bars. Makes 14. You'll need 2 cups old-fashioned oats, 1/2 cup raisins, 1 cup unsweetened dried cherries divided, 1/2 cup almond butter, 1/4 cup honey, 1/4 cup raw almonds, roughly chopped, and 1/2 cup dark chocolate chips. Say hello to the perfect on-the-go breakfast. Make these at the beginning of the week for a sweet start to your morning. 1. Heat oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Line 8-inch square baking pan with parchment paper, leaving 2 inches overhang on two sides. 2. Spread oats on large rimmed baking sheet and bake until just golden brown, 8 to 10 minutes. Cool completely. 3. Meanwhile, place raisins and 1/2 cup cherries in heat-proof bowl. Cover with boiling water and let sit 10 minutes. 4. Drain, transfer to food processor, and puree until smooth. Add almond butter and honey and puree until smooth, transfer to bowl. 5. Add oats and stir to coat. Then fold in almonds, chocolate chips, and remaining 1/2 cup cherries. Pat mixture into prepared pan. Let sit about 1 hour. 6. Using overhangs, transfer set mixture to cutting board and cut into 14 bars. Per bars, about 255 calories, which includes 13 grams fat, which includes 2.5 grams saturated fat, 0 milligrams cholesterol, 10 milligrams sodium, 29 grams carbohydrates, 5 grams fiber, 16 grams sugar, which includes 8 grams added sugar, and 6 grams protein. Lunch. Lemon marinated herb pasta salad. This zesty dish is the ideal make-ahead meal. It gets more flavorful as it sits. You'll need 4 ounces of short pasta such as rotini, 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1 teaspoon lemon zest, 1/2 tablespoon lemon juice, kosher salt and pepper, 2 cups spinach, 1/2 cup mixed fresh herbs such as basil, parsley, dill, and chives, and 1/4 cup shaved parmesan. This recipe will serve 2. 1. Cook pasta per package directions and rinse under cold water to cool, then drain well. 2. Meanwhile, in large bowl, whisk together oil, lemon zest, and juice, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Toss with pasta and refrigerate until ready to serve, up to overnight. 3. When ready to serve, toss with spinach, herbs, and 1/2 of parmesan. Serve with remaining parmesan. Per serving, about 395 calories, which includes 18.5 grams fat, which includes 4.5 grams saturated fat, 13 milligrams cholesterol, 475 milligrams sodium, 45 grams carbohydrates, 3 grams fiber, 2 grams sugar, which includes 0 grams of added sugar, and 13 grams of protein. Prevention Magazine, February 2024. Wellness, 5 Myths About Chocolate by Kate Rockwood. Fact, you 100% deserve it and need no excuse to enjoy this sweet sensory delight. Just don't kid yourself that it's the new kale. Myth 1. Dark chocolate is a superfood. Myth Buster. Chocolate is a wonderful treat, but not a health food, says Joanne Manson, MD, a professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School and chief of the Division of Preventative Medicine at Brigham and Women's Hospital. Here's why. To get the anti-inflammatory benefits of the flavanols in the cocoa plant, such as lower blood pressure and a 27% reduction in risk of cardiovascular death, you'd have to eat close to 700 calories worth of dark chocolate or more than 5,000 calories worth of milk chocolate each day. And when you eat all that chocolate, you're consuming a lot of sugar, fat, and calories, Dr. Manson says. If people go out of their way to eat more chocolate just to improve their health, it can backfire, she explains. Myth 2. You don't have to worry about the caffeine in chocolate. Mythbuster. It's true that chocolate has less caffeine than coffee or cola. 24 milligrams per ounce for dark chocolate versus 95 milligrams for a cup of coffee and 40 milligrams for a regular cola. But caffeine intake is cumulative, and it can take about 5 hours for half of it to leave your system. This means that having a few cappuccinos during the day along with chocolate at night could make you feel wired. If people complain about trouble falling asleep, I always ask them to think about caffeine-containing foods and beverages they had that afternoon or evening, says Christine Rosenblum, PhD, RDN, the author of Food and Fitness Over 50. Sensitive to caffeine? Avoid chocolate in the evening, or stick to an ounce of milk chocolate. That shouldn't affect sleep. Myth 3. Chocolate is an aphrodisiac. Myth buster. Despite its long history, studies have not found that chocolate revs up people's sexual response. In fact, one found just the opposite. That said, chocolate may play some role in the boudoir thanks to its phenylethylamine, a mild stimulant that can improve mood and increase energy. Myth 4. Dark chocolate is dairy-free. Mythbuster. Not always. Not only is milk a permitted ingredient in dark chocolate, but even brands that claim to be dairy-free may not be. A 2017 study found that 15% of dark chocolate bars labeled lactose-free or dairy-free and 25% labeled vegan contained some milk. And a 2018-2019 FDA test of 119 samples of dark chocolate found that 13 had dairy. 4 had enough to trigger a severe allergic reaction. The presence of milk in dark chocolate products with dairy-free claims is a potentially serious health concern, since individuals allergic to milk are likely to consume these products. Stefano Lucia, MD, an allergist with the FDA's Center for Food Safety and Applied Nutrition, said in a release, "Keep in mind that dairy can appear as whey and casein. If you're worried about whether a chocolate treat truly is dairy-free, the FDA recommends contacting the manufacturer directly to ask." Prevention Magazine, February 2024. How to Remember Things, by Lisa Bain. The science of why we lose stuff and forget stuff, and simple ways to boost your brain power. Oh, how familiar it is. You put your phone down and a few minutes later you're looking for it everywhere. In the kitchen, in your purse, on the floor. Did I leave it in the car? Or you run into a neighbor and while you chat about their dog's cuteness, you're frantically searching your brain for their name. Or you head to the store to pick up just 5 simple items and wander the aisles trying to remember 3 of them. When this happens, you might start to wonder whether it's the beginning of a brain decline that's going to cascade into dementia or Alzheimer's disease. The reassuring news is that there are many reasons, everyday, non-scary reasons, why we forget things. And there are tips and tricks as well as solid lifestyle changes that can help you bolster your brain power and strengthen your memory overall. First, how memory works. Here's a clear explanation from Lisa Genova, a neuroscientist and the best-selling author who wrote Remember, The Science of Memory and the Art of Forgetting. Our senses are exposed to a lot of information, emotions, and language over the course of a day, she says. But the brain is not a video camera, recording everything. To make a memory, your brain takes in what you perceive and pay attention to, and it translates that into neurological language. Your brain weaves all that into a single pattern of associated connections, which is then stabilized as a neural circuit. Then, tomorrow, or 30 years from now, you want to be able to retrieve it, Genova continues. We've got this neural circuit that's connecting different parts of the brain. For example, I saw, heard, and felt this about something. So now these three are connected and become a single thing that can be perceived as a memory. And if we want to be able to recall it, we need to be able to reactivate that neural circuit. And that is the experience of remembering. So what gets in the way of the process? There are a host of reasons we may have trouble reactivating that neural circuit. Some of them have to do with our fast-paced day, moving from one task to another, while we're also keeping an eye on our phones and our kids and our jobs and thinking about our shopping list and whether we need to check in on our parents. And we think we're much better at multitasking than we actually are. There are also larger lifestyle factors that can dull our brains, such as skimping on sleep and not moving our bodies enough. The flip side is that there are actionable steps you can take, and by doing them proactively, you can reduce some of the anxiety that follows those, I lost my keys again, moments. How to sharpen your memory. Want to be better at remembering? Try some of these suggestions. Use the cues around you. Here's a scenario you may well recognize. You're getting ready to climb into bed to read before shutting off the light, and you realize that your reading glasses are in the kitchen. When you head downstairs and go to the kitchen, you look around and wonder, why am I here? What did I come downstairs to get? It's easier to retrieve a memory when the context of where you are matches the context of what was there when the memory was formed, says Genova. In your bedroom, the contextual clues are your book on the nightstand, the time of day, your bed, and then when you get into the kitchen, the surrounding cues are the fridge and the tea kettle on the stove. And you might think, did I come downstairs because I was hungry or wanted tea? The cues in the kitchen actually misdirect the hunt, sending your neural activity down pathways that lead to a meal or tea. When this happens, says Genova, go back to the previous room, even in your mind's eye. Look around at the cues that are there, and they'll probably deliver the memory of what you intended to get. Working memory is like information written on a post-it note in disappearing ink, says Genova. It only lasts a short while. New information in the brain only goes past working memory if something is meaningful, emotional, surprising, or new. And that's okay, she adds. You don't need to remember every cup of coffee, every conversation. But if your daughter texts you to say she's just gotten engaged, you'll remember that because it's meaningful, emotional, and surprising. That's what kicks it from a working memory that evaporates in a few seconds into something that may stick around. Pay attention. Attention is the golden ticket of memory, says Genova. It's the first essential ingredient in remembering anything past this present moment. We often don't use this, and then when we think we've forgotten something, but what do we do? It's not that we've forgotten. We never created the memory in the first place if we didn't pay attention. Let's say you put your glasses down on the counter and then go off to do a bunch of other things. A couple of minutes later, you're saying, "Oh dear, I can't remember where I put my glasses. What is wrong with my memory?" Well, you never created a memory, because to do that, you need the neural input of attention, says Genova. Give it a moment's attention. Even say it out loud, because then you're giving your auditory cortex a chance to have more input. Then you're actually creating a memory. Write it down. Do you remember things much better when you've jotted them? There's a reason that's a powerful tool, says Genova. Think of a memory as nodes of attachment in the brain, she says. So if I just say some words, they have some meaning for me. But if I write them, now I'm using another part of my brain. It involves more senses. If you think of the brain as a neural network, the more points of attachment there are to a memory, the more possibilities you have for accessing it later. Plus, by writing it down, you're revisiting the memory, essentially practicing it, and when you do this, you are reactivating the neural pathways of that memory, making it stronger. Five lifestyle changes to boost your memory. 1. Amp up your exercise. There have been several studies on the benefits of exercise for memory, and long-term research published in 2022 underscored this. It found that moderate and vigorous physical activity was associated with higher cognitive scores, including on memory tests. 2. Prioritize sleep. Not getting enough shut-eye night after night? That can definitely dull your memory, research shows. And here's why. There's evidence that sleep is a time when the brain is actively removing and clearing proteins and toxins. It's important to get deep stages of sleep for the most benefit. When you're sleep deprived, we know that that can lead to impaired thinking. And if you don't get enough deep sleep, you may not be clearing the toxins from the brain as well. 3. Take time to de-stress. When you're stressed and anxious, cortisol, which is a stress hormone, runs high, which has an impact on the hippocampus, as well as other sections of the brain that are involved in memory. Research has found this to be true. So if you can't remember where you stashed your phone and are frantically flipping over the couch cushions, take a break, sit down on the couch, breathe deeply for a minute or two, and when your brain calms down, you'll be much better able to focus. 4. Zoom in on eating well. Food definitely has an impact on memory. The brain needs oxygen, proper nutrients, and vitamins to function optimally. If you have deficiencies in any of these, the brain and the neurons will not work well. 5. Try not to multitask. Yes! During a crazy busy day, it's hard to pay attention to just one thing at a time. But to return to something that we said earlier, attention is the golden ticket for memory. When you're multitasking, your attention is split between 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 things. And that's not ideal for focus. If you're talking on the phone while making coffee, while putting away the groceries, and then you can't remember where you shoved the crackers you just bought, it's no surprise. Prevention Magazine, February 2024. Health. What's up with vertigo? By Kayla Blanton. Here's why you may get a dizzy, spinning feeling for no good reason at all. What is vertigo? Vertigo is the sensation of movement or of surrounding objects moving when they're not, explains Jared Bronstein, DO, an internist with Medical Offices of Manhattan. He adds that nearly 40% of United States adults will experience in at least once in their lives vertigo. The sense of spinning may be accompanied by nausea, vomiting, hearing loss, and ringing in the ears, as well as blurry vision, balance impairments, ear fullness, and headaches. Vertigo can usually be traced to a malfunction of the vestibular system, which includes the inner ear and parts of the brain and is connected to balance. This system helps the brain perceive acceleration and head movement, but certain triggers can throw that delicate system off kilter. Common causes: ear infections, benign paroxysmal positional vertigo. This is when calcium carbonate crystals in the inner ear are displaced by certain head movements. Vestibulopathy. This malfunction of the vestibular system causes your brain to think that your head is moving when it's actually not. Migraines. Vestibular migraines can cause dizzy spells or vertigo, along with lightheadedness and pain. If you have vertigo after a head injury or with serious symptoms, for example, chest pain, facial drooping, or vision loss, see a doctor as soon as possible. How to stop the spinning. Solutions depend on what's causing it. Lying down or sitting in a dark room may help an occasional bout of vertigo go away. Antibiotics can be prescribed for ear infections. Antihistamines can help with dizziness. A common treatment for BPPV is the Epley maneuver, a set of head movements designed to shift the inner ear crystals back into their proper place. For people with dysbiopathy, vestibular rehab exercises can help the brain recognize that it's receiving a faulty signal. You can lose weight after 40, by Jennifer Lawrence, RD. There aren't any tricks or secrets here. Instead, here are some habits. Habit 1, add protein and fiber. When it comes to losing weight and keeping it off in midlife, these nutrients are essential. Habit 2, get serious about your gut health. The microbiome is intricately involved in achieving and maintaining a healthy weight. Habit 3, eat with intention. Raise your hand if you've ever eaten while watching TV or driving, or if you've reached for a snack when you're bored or stressed. That's not eating with intention. Habit 4, don't fear healthy fats. For many years, one of the top recommendations for weight loss was to eat less fat. Healthy fats can be found in nuts and seeds, oils like olive, avocado, or flaxseed, and fatty fish. Habit 5, embrace strength and resistance training. And habit 6, go for phytoestrogen-rich foods. These can be found in minimally processed soy foods, seeds, whole grains, fruits and vegetables, and beans. You have been listening to Prevention on Al Radio. You can listen to Al Radio on our specially tuned radio or by streaming on your computer or smartphone. You may also listen at your convenience on our podcast page at www.alradio.org. Thank you for listening. This program will be replayed after 9 p.m. this evening. This is Tony Morrell saying goodbye from Al Radio.